So this morning I made one of Brian's favorite breakfasts. Mm-hmm. It was a potato hash, mm-hmm. sweet potato hash, and all kinds of yummy things in there. And Brian was very quick to compliment me on it, which he's awesome at compliments, by the way.
Thank you. Wow, started right off with one.
But part of, like, I like cooking, and I think I do a pretty decent job, but part of why I like to continue to make things and make things that Brian enjoys is because he is so good at complimenting me on it. I just want to keep doing it.
And here's why I keep complimenting you on it, because you're very good at it. And that is definitely one of my favorite breakfasts, and now I'm hungry.
Yep.
Again, it's second breakfast time.
Yep. So we are Alisa and Brian Hope, and after a lot of years as a mental health therapist.
And a lot of years as a pastor.
And even more years being married, mm-hmm. we have hopes for your marriage.
Here we go.
So the topic today.
Compliments. Mm-hmm. Those little things that are a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what's a compliment? And we actually had to talk about this because it can slip into a lot of different other areas, whether it's gratitude or thanks or affirmation. So what is a compliment? A compliment, according to the dictionary,
Webster's,
as an expression of esteem, respect, affection, or admiration. Basically, good job. Mm-hmm. That's a compliment. Or you're good at fill in the blank. That's a compliment, and we want to see those become a good, healthy mm-hmm. rhythm in your marriage.
Yes, because sadly, a lot of marriages are just lacking in compliments. I hear from a lot of people that say that they just never get complimented by their spouse, and that breaks my heart. In fact, I recently heard someone say, well, I don't want to compliment my spouse because then he'll think that everything is okay, and he'll quit being motivated to work on our marriage. Mm-hmm. And so waiting until everything is good to compliment just leaves us without compliments, because there's always work that we can be doing on our marriage.
Yes.
So that's a really sad place to be in. And I know for some couples, it is that they don't feel natural. It's not something that they were raised doing, like mm-hmm. giving compliments, receiving compliments. It just feels kind of awkward, maybe. And then maybe you're good at giving compliments, but your spouse is not. And so they deflect. And I think we all know that. And maybe you're one of those people. And if you are, just stop. But if you're one of those people that just says, oh no, I didn't do that, or it wasn't that good, or my outfit isn't that cute, or did you notice this thing that's wrong with it? It just immediately makes you feel like, well, why did I even compliment you? Because now you've just completely undone it, and I don't know what to say with it. So if you're somebody that does do that, maybe just start practicing saying, thank you, full stop.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And receive it. Sometimes compliments, we can give them, if we give them in a way that's contrived, in a way that feels forced and mm-hmm. insincere, they can get manipulative. We can compliment one another as a way to sort of nudge them towards something we want them to be better
at. For ourselves,
or uh-huh. want them to do. And then they're void of any of the real value of building one another up, because we can all sniff that out. We can uh-huh. all sniff it out right away. It's like, oh, you're complimenting me on something you want.
To get lucky.
Or to get out of something. I don't know. But they can be contrived or manipulative. And they can also be used sarcastically. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's probably one of the more dangerous tools we use is sarcastic compliments, mm-hmm. because not only does it nullify the compliment, it goes the other direction. Mm-hmm. And what it communicates is you're not good, and it's a joke. And that's corrosive and really tragic and sad to see that in a marriage relationship.
Yeah. So a lot of reasons that marriages can end up without any compliments, without words towards one another, just acknowledging and calling out those good things. But here's the deal. We all need them.
Mm.
We are all desperate to hear that we're good at something, that we are seen as someone that can do something well. And those words are most powerful when they come from people that know us well, that love us, that we are most intimate with. We are all in need of those. And if we're not getting them from our spouse, we are really vulnerable to hearing them from someone else and having that meet a very deep core need.
Yeah. And even, I'm gonna call an audible on this because I just remembered something I wanted to bring up. And that was not only the things that we do, but complimenting each other for who we are.
Yeah.
What a powerful thing, because we all know we do some things well, we do other things not so well. Mm-hmm. But to figure out ways to compliment, good job, because you are an amazing cook, but also, good job, you're very loving.
Mm-hmm.
And your lovingness is really, it really shines in the way you cook delicious food, even when it's just you and me.
Yeah.
And I am the special.
And you can also compliment process, not just outcomes. So if I ended up with a terrible meal, but I'm trying something new, that still can be complimented. Like, you are so great at trying something. If Brian is like really working at fixing something and it doesn't actually get fixed, but I so appreciate that he's willing to take it on and try. I get some compliment. We've had some recent bad experiences.
But good job. Thank you. I am a
trier.
And
a lot of times it does work out.
It does work out. You never know.
And he probably wouldn't want to try if all he got was sarcasm as a response for trying.
Yes. Because we're all very, very shaped
yes.
by what we hear, especially from our spouse, whether negatively or positively. And positive reinforcement, i.e. compliments, are a way more powerful motivator towards growth and change and all the things that we want from each other and what marriage can bring about into helping us develop and grow into the person that God's designed us to be and is working us.
Mm-hmm.
Your spouse is the most powerful tool God has given you for your sanctification and becoming more like Jesus. So whether or not I'm good at fixing stuff, to hear like, hey, good job trying. I appreciate you going out there and trying. You're a good trier at fixing. I will try again. I will keep doing.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you. See, we all want to be the kind of person that is growing, that is developing, that and has things to be complimented for, and to hear that, especially from a spouse who sees you and knows you more and deeper and better than anyone in the world, is incredibly powerful. And if we are struggling to see, if you are struggling to see those things, if that's just not been a habit and a rhythm in your marriage, here's what we suggest: that you begin fashioning in yourself a bit of a habit, looking for, seeking them out, praying for God to give you a lens to see your spouse and everything going on in your marriage through the lens of where can I insert compliments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've got some handles for you. Some things to take with it. Oh, yes.
I got signs. Okay.
Of some cues. Okay. So number one, be honest. Because let's be honest, we can sniff out when our spouse is not being honest with compliments. And so again, praying for God to give us that lens to see things so that when we do compliment, it comes from an honest, true heart.
Yeah, don't just make stuff up. Compliment real
That'll
things.
That'll backfire.
That'll backfire. Okay, number two.
Be specific.
Be specific.
So if you just say, hey, you're good at stuff. I generally like who you are.
You do a generally good job.
That's probably not going to land as great.
No hooks in that.
No.
Not going to stick around.
You can be really specific. That's going to take you a lot further.
Yes, a lot further. Okay, and third handle.
Be frequent.
Be frequent.
So this is just the rhythm. You just want to get into rhythms of complimenting. You know, we very easily default into rhythms of negativity or criticism. And so this takes that intentionality and that practice of just being frequent with our compliments. This is kind of general knowledge, but it takes all kinds of praise and compliments, like 10, to offset one word of criticism. And we are in a world where we're getting knocked down and criticized all the time.
That's a lot of positive words that we're going to need to start inserting to one another's lives.
So there's a bigger story though here that this
is here's the good news. The good news of the gospel is that God doesn't hold back his loving words and gracious words for you, waiting for you to get all your stuff fixed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He tells us, good job, I love you, while he sees all the work that needs to be done in our lives. God is the perfect example of, yeah, you've got work to do, but you're still doing better. Mm-hmm. And there's things worth complimenting and praising and giving us good words of expression. I'm reading esteem, respect, affection, or admiration. God gives us those, uh-huh. even though he sees all the work that we need to still improve. The Bible says in Romans 5 that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And while we still need growth in our lives, he still encourages us and compliments us.
Yeah. So we know that you may be in a marriage where there's not a lot of compliments going on. You actually may be the person that you're hearing this and you're like, ugh, like this is me. I am not giving compliments to my spouse. Like I know I could be. And I want you to hear God's not waiting to come alongside you until you get that figured out. He sees you and loves you and fully accepts you even while you are in a place of growth and work. But if you're a person that just feels starved for compliments and you're not hearing those, I want you to hear from God that he sees you. He sees what you're trying. He sees what you're good at. He wired you. He created you. And so you are the delight of your Heavenly Father who sees all of that and is generous with his compliments. And so just allow yourself to marinate in that, and from that place to start developing just that rhythm of compliment in your marriage.
Yeah. So we're going to compliment you regardless of where you're at, because you're here watching Hopes for Marriage mm-hmm. video. So good job.
Yes.
Pursuing a more gospel saturated marriage by getting on The Hopes for Marriage Party Bus. So we're glad to have you here, and we will see you next time.
Yes.